Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Another powerful hurricane, Milton, is expected to make landfall in Florida late Wednesday or early Thursday. CBS's Tom Hansen in Tampa.
As Milton menaces Florida, millions are under mandatory evacuation orders.
This is the storm of the century.
Now the west coast of Florida is bracing for another life-threatening storm after Helene. It's expected to make landfall in Tampa, and nearly half the city is being told to get out.
CBS's Christian Benavides is in Pinellas County.
What does your neighborhood look like right now?
It looks like a war zone. I mean, it's really sad. People have lost everything. You can see their memories sitting on the side of the road, and it's decimated.
Officials are worried debris, loose pieces of wood and metal, could clog storm drains and turn into dangerous projectiles when Milton makes landfall.
The National Hurricane Center says Milton is about 650 miles southwest of Tampa. Georgia election officials are dealing with key deadlines as the state recovers from Hurricane Helene. WSB's Jonathan O'Brien.
On the final day to register to vote here in Georgia, election officials around the state are still working to make repairs due to damage from Hurricane Helene. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he's been in touch with all 159 counties.
We've been calling them on a daily basis.
As of now, he expects early voting will begin as scheduled next Tuesday. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
It has been 1 year since the Hamas attack that killed 1,200 people in Israel and ignited the Gaza war. Reporter Linda Gradstein describes the mood in Israel.
Very sad and very heavy, kind of. I mean, I think that when this started, nobody would believe that a year later, Israel would still be fighting in Gaza, would be calling up new reserves and launching a ground invasion into Lebanon.
Gaza's health ministry reports over 41,000 people there have been killed since October 7th, 2023. Former President Donald Trump tells supporters at a campaign event in Miami that last year's Hamas attack on a music festival and a kibbutz was...
It was a hideous, incredible cruelty. It was chilling savagery. It was demonic delight.
Vice President Kamala Harris planted a tree in honor of those killed. College athletes may start to get paid soon. CBS's Matt Piper.
A judge has set a timeline for a deal that would put millions of dollars into the pockets of college athletes. They can now begin making claims this month. It's part of a nearly $3 billion legal settlement that came down in May to allow schools to pay players. If and when it's finalized, the deal would allow the country's largest schools to have a pool of about $21 million in the first year to start handing out to athletes via a revenue sharing plan. Even after that, student
this
athletes
would
be able to cut deals.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad for BetterHelp Online Therapy. Halloween is a time to have fun with what scares us and embrace all things spooky. But what about your fears that don't involve monsters, zombies, and ghosts? Like the biggest fears lurking in everyday life. Whether you're navigating an unexpected life change, complex relationships, or workplace stresses, therapy is a great tool for facing your fears and finding a way to overcome them. Because sometimes the scariest thing is avoiding what we fear most in the first place, which, let's face it, is holding you back from living your best life. If you're interested in starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
While many workers in certain industries have gone on strike over use of automation and AI, CBS's Stacey Lynn says robots may not be taking your job after all.
More manufacturers are cutting back on buying automation equipment. The Wall Street Journal reports orders for factory robots plunged by nearly a third last year and have continued declining this year. One reason is because business is down. With high interest rates and lower production volume, it's taking companies longer to recoup the money spent on robots, which were heavily used during and post-pandemic when many factory jobs were left unstaffed and hard to fill. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Joker 2 is the number one movie at the box office, but is not destined for a happy ending. Studio estimates show that the follow-up to Todd Phillips' 2019 origin story about the Batman villain opened in theaters nationwide this weekend to a muted $40 million amid poor reviews from audiences and critics. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high to the upper 60s. And staying in the upper 60s on Wednesday with sun continuing. Near 70 degrees by Thursday, upper 70s Friday. Right now, it's 53.
to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
The dreams don't always come true. Oh no. Said he's going back to mine. Ooh, a simpler place and time.
Ain't that right?
When the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
this morning. You were on my mind. Just to ease my pain.
WRJN.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Jim, I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speak. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Hey, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off a old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Baby, baby,
I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let slip away. Baby, 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 how you feel? Please, I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Now bring it on back. Bring it on back. Bring back that love.
The perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
That you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Since you went away, now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
of you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Nothing. baby, come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane Milton is a Category 5 in the Gulf of Mexico, about 650 miles southwest of the Tampa area, where it's projected to weaken slightly and make landfall on Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center says the